When a group consciousness comes together to create the earth experience as a flow of creation, the free will element within the framework was given particular emphasis with the desire to allow the creative element to be given free rein. The hope was that this special emphasis would allow the blossoming of what you might term a utopian experience within the universal laws. It was not contemplated that the opposite would be created within the context of this focus. The joy of abundance was seen as a result of the proper placement of those laws at the center of the experience. Instead, the result was the abundance of materiality became the focus, and the concept of the end justifies the means became the framework of the distorted use of the universal laws. If the distorted version of the laws that indeed govern existence in the universe is projected thought, is all that is known, then how do you create your way through this experience into a new paradigm which is in harmony with the totality of all that does exist in balance? This is the crux of the dilemma. If the earthly focus was created within a group focus, it would seem that a return to that beginning point would be to move toward. Picture as a beginning point a small group of dots coming together into a single larger dot, then this dot expanding outward into a bubble with a focus point in the middle. All of this is within an expanding moment. Next, see that bubble is starting to change shape and become an elongated shape which continues to distort into various configurations until it seems to be coming to a bursting point as more and more pressure is focused towards that point. Now, in your imagination, how would you return that configuration to a perfect circle? Think back to the way the circle was created in the first place and repeat the process. Isn't that what we've been recommending? You need not be knowing upper dimensional beings to do this, for as you become together with the intention of creating this return to balance, you need but invoke the creative process to receive guidance. Believe us when we say that it is through your concerted intention that this distortion will be brought into balance. It is the mass consciousness that controls the shape of the bubble. It exists within a flowing movement of the thoughts of all. As the negative pressure is purposely pushing the mass consciousness to conform as its distorted thought forms, which are contrary to what supports the existence of the bubble, the mass consciousness begins to react. Certain available connections to the source of each individual's component of mass consciousness begins to enliven, to resonate, as to be irritated by this pressure. The awareness of this reaction is causing more pressure to be applied to the message that have been brought to the situation by the place that it is now. Think in terms of the bursting point on a bubble. If this bubble were to react, as would one of your balloons, the point would be to begin to thin and become vulnerable. What if instead this point which consists of thought which thinks would instead thicken and react in ways contrary to the apparent laws of the material world? Remember that thought thinking within itself couldn't accept thought that does not fit within the context of creation. Thought contrary to creation is directional only by focus in what you might think of as requiring great effort, cannot be released to complete the creation on its own. Thus, this process requires that every contingency must be considered and contained within the plan or added to the plan, which would then in turn affect the whole of the plan. Do you think this is possible when compared to the realm of thought that can think within itself and know every contingency in less than the blink of an eye? This is all thinking thought that has one incredible restriction called the free will of the participants. However, when the free will of the participants comes into residence through an intended purpose, then indeed all of creation breaks loose, so to speak. Is it as simple as that? What about the laws of creation that have been broken by all those within the mass consciousness? Isn't each of them required to repent and give up all their erroneous thinking? Come now, isn't that what experience is all about? You have forgotten something. Each of you is thought manifested into third dimensional energy. If thought can think within itself, then do you think that it can do that within each individual? It can, but it has one restriction, a free will. However, the desire to move through this experience and return to this planet as a whole to its rightful place within the creation is a free will decision. When an internal boiling point is reached within the consciousness by the pressure being applied, don't you think that there shall be a call within each for help from the Creator? There's a point when there are those who are under the spell of religions that require an intermediary to hear God will bypass that belief and undertake a call within themselves, which will awaken the understandings of their true connection. When that reaches a critical level, then that shall join in a new point of focus, be informed at the center of the real circle, or the bubble, of existence, which creation has always existed. It's a matter of identifying with the real bubble and not the one that is on the play of the stage of the mass consciousness. If that's the case, why the big deal? Because the play is a reality for the mass consciousness, and in their free will it is real, and the continued existence of these soul extensions is in danger of extreme damage with reaction that cannot be explained in third-dimensional terms. It's a matter of the realization by enough of these extensions that another reality is within their ability to identify and claim. Perhaps your greeting would be, welcome to the winning side, let us identify and claim.